I am seeing myself through his eyes. 2 nights ago, about 15 volunteers had come together to chop vegetables for tonight. In our opening circle, one of them shared how she had received my invite to serve and got goosebumps and started tearing up. She didn't know why, but it had reminded her of Ramana Ashram. Later, she sent me this tender experience of 20 years ago that I thought you would particularly enjoy. I stopped in the gratitude hut during my walking meditation. Upon entering, my eyes immediately become fixed on a large photo of Ramana Maharishi, which hangs on the wall. I cannot take my eyes off him. I am magnetized. It seems he, too, is looking directly at me. As I gazed into his eyes, his image takes on a form that seems lifelike, multidimensional. It is as if he is right there. Now, his face becomes luminous and his expression softens, as if to say, "Yes, I am looking at you." A couple of more crow's feet appear at the outer edges of his twinkling eyes, and his lips turn up ever so gently as he smiles warmly at me. His kind look is penetrating. Truly, it is as if he is looking into me and through me. I feel a profound sense of intimacy, into me see, of being seen so completely and fully in this moment. Something shifts ever so slightly, and his eyes take the form of luminous white fire. I feel a burning sensation. No longer am I the object of his gaze. I experience myself gazing into myself, subject and object at once. I am seeing myself through his eyes. He is showing me my own true nature. It is as if Sri Ramana is lending me his eyes so that I can see what he sees, the self that I am. Tears stream down my face and I am filled with a profound sense of wonder and awe and connection. I sense that I am not separate or alone. In this moment, all are one. The wooden hut and the photo and Sri Bhagavan and I and the trees and the sunlight. And then, in this new moment, I am formlessness, timelessness, consciousness. From Anonymous.